There we go. Okay. The volume was not on. So getting used to it, getting back into the swing, but I have another super fun guest, which is always awesome. I don't know why it says only mic 4, but let me try this. Olivia, try and talk.
Hi.
Nope.
Should I go to mic 4?
Yeah, try mic 4, but honestly, there's so many different mics, and sometimes they don't work, sometimes they do. Just gotta keep it spicy.
Where are you?
She's over there.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're back, Smiling Ears. This is Nina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We hope this music and this chat makes your ears smile. Olivia, want to introduce yourself? Give a little vibe for this morning?
A little vibe. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Ooh, exciting. Hi, I'm Olivia. I will be Nina's special guest this morning. Very exciting. And I'm going to try not to be a disaster.
Okay. So, first song we're going to do is Mona Lisa by Lo-J. And I might try and do a little info about the artist after, because I thought that'd be fun, and I feel like no one ever knows anything about the artist they listen to, or at least I certainly don't, so I thought it'd be fun to share a bit with you guys about the artist after I play them. Here we go, if I can make this work.
Be full of my command, like zombie. Go down on me, yo, with your coca body. Full of my command, like zombie. Go down on me, yo, with your coca body. Cause this your miliki for front enough for me. Pull on for me, I no go do me corny. And if your miliki na fighty, I saw me to look. Baby, kona kona, waka waka when you enter my licha. Baby, kona kona, will you give me sugar? Wala ala. Macho Mona Lisa, 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 macho Mona Lisa. Macho Mona Lisa, macho Mona Lisa. Girl, I'll be foolish if I don't let you indulge me. Your lips like poison, I take my chance with you.
Mona Lisa, my Joe.
give me sugar, wala, wala.
We're back. Oh, there we go. And Olivia, your mic should be working. So I have a couple of little fun artist background facts about that last song. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I'm playing some more like Afro pop vibes this morning, but also potentially some other stuff. We're just mixing it up and going crazy. But the main artist is Lo J, a 26-year-old Nigerian musician, singer-songwriter, and performing artist. He peaked at number 8 in the billboards with his Afrobeat song, Mona Lisa, which you just heard. And then there's also a Nigerian beatmaker, Sars, whose love for music began during his childhood with the influence of late 90s American hip-hop producers. He sold his first beat at just 15 years old and was catapulted into the mainstream after producing C-Drama for the Nigerian rap pioneer Lord of... Oh god, I really don't know how to pronounce that. Ajessa? Anyway. So super fun. And this was also a main song for him and really boosted him up there. So, love to give you guys a little background. I hope you liked my artist segment. Don't know if it'll stay, I'll decide. But, Olivia, any thoughts? Any comments?
I like the artist segment.
You're enjoying the artist segment?
I'm enjoying the artist segment, personally.
Adds a little spice, adds a little flavor, I think.
I like to know what I'm listening to.
Exactly. Okay, amazing. Well, one vote from Olivia, so that's good enough for me.
Strong vote.
Yeah, strong, aggressive vote. The next song we're playing is Risky by DeVito and Popcan. I played a Popcan song also last week, so... We're just keeping the theme going, keeping the theme riding. Hope you enjoy.
Risky, yes, your body risky.
Risky.
What y'all?
Roach Beach.
Big ways, fine face, 10 days. I don't dare wait for you, my charge. For you, my charge. You want the phone,
yes.
No case, I no go talk, scape for you, my charges,
for you, my charges.
Take me everywhere you want to go,
oh, tell me
everything I want to know, no lies, no lies, yeah. Run am anyhow you want to run, check out, baby girl you fire pass it on, no doubt. No doubt.
No.
But you say, kilo come, I'm getting money, biggie money. So what's the fun? Who be risky? Body whiskey, get tipsy, but all the bar risky. Kilo come, I'm getting money, biggie money. So what's the fun? Who be risky? Body whiskey, get tipsy, but all the bar risky.
Risky, yes, your body risky. Me no one go 50. Whiskey, yes,
your body, you the ring, girl, child. Mama, baby, darling. Mama, bonify, yeah. But you say, kilo come. I'm getting money,
biggie man. So what's the fun? Booby risky, body whiskey. Get tipsy, but all the bar risky. Kilo come, I'm getting money. Biggie man, so what's the fun? Booby risky, body whiskey. Get tipsy, but all the bar risky.
Whiskey, whiskey, yes, your body risky.
You know I'm gonna 50-50.
Whiskey, whiskey, yes, your body risky.
Tia Diza, she cause disaster. Her body mad, if I go Madagascar. Ask ya, call the pastor. Make it come pray and fast, find a caster. Cause if I talk to one, she talk to ten. Many things about the girl I know be dead. No lie, no, no lie. Take me everywhere you want to go.
Oh, tell me everything I want to know.
No lie, no, no lie. Yeah. Run am anyhow you want to run. Shake am, baby girl, you fire pass the gun. No doubt, no, no doubt. But you say, kilo come, I'm getting money. Biggie money, so what's the fun? Booby risky, body whiskey. Get tipsy, but all the bar risky. Kilo come, I'm getting money. Biggie money, so what's the fun? Booby risky, body whiskey. Get tipsy, but all the bar risky.
Whiskey, yes, your body risky.
You know I'm gonna 50-50.
Whiskey, yes, your body risky.
Whiskey,
yes, your body risky.
Whiskey, you know I'm gonna 50-50.
Whiskey, yes, your body risky. Whiskey, yes, your body risky.
Shake
it. Scrooge Beach.
Big small stuff.
Back with Olivia. Next song is gonna be hers. Want to introduce the song? Tell us any vibes.
Yeah, this is Love Affair by Umi. Little favorite, but haven't really listened to it in a while, so this should be fun.
It has a gorgeous but very intense album cover. Like, it's a little bit alien-esque.
It almost is a little bit alien-esque. Something about the eyes. I think the flowers are in front of her eyes, which makes them look kind of odd.
A little creepy.
But
I'm excited. I feel like all artists with all capital letters as their name are good. I don't know why, but I just truly believe that. There's this other artist, Michelle, that I think I'm playing another song by her, or it's a band or whatever, but I've definitely played songs by them before, and they're all killer. So
I do like Michelle, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I'm dead. There you go. It's a win for everyone. Always with the capital letters is a rule you can go by. That's it for now. I've got nothing else to say. I know you're sick of hearing our voices, so I'll play this little song.
Inside, baby, but I don't wanna wait forever.
So that was Anything But Me by Muna, and we wanted to keep up with the all caps artist theme, so Muna is in all caps, and the next song by Michelle is in all caps that I was just raving about earlier. Any thoughts, Olivia?
I just really like the regular sized horse bit.
Yeah, there's a good lyric in the beginning. We both had a little chuckle too, so if you didn't hear that part, listen to the song again. It also kind of has another great
album cover.
Yeah, like awesome.
You love a
colors.
Good album cover.
I have been finding that these are really good. I've just been really liking them, honestly. We're gonna play another one by Michelle and then probably do a quick Q&A break with my guest Olivia. Get excited, it's really her time to shine. I hope she does shine.
Oh my god, you know I will.
I know you will. All right, here we go. This is Syncopate by Michelle.
Hope that you understand. The spell, we never go back again. We're headed for hell. Love it when you're teasing me. Put it down easily, making my knees so weak. Petting like a dog in heat. Sweat tastes extra sweet.
Blind, but that love inside of me. That doesn't stop me from what we could have been, baby. Tell me you're mine. See, I'm waiting on love, love. Tell me if I just wanna love you more.
Stuff. Alrighty, we're back. This is gonna be the guest portion of the event.
Oh my God.
It's an event, honestly. It's a run. It's a marathon, not a race. Yeah. So
a marathon is a race.
What do you mean? A marathon, not a. Well, what's that saying? A marathon, not a sprint. A marathon, not a sprint. That makes a lot more sense. Okay. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Olivia's keeping me grounded. Okay, so my first question to my guests that I've started doing is, what part of music makes your ears smile? For example, could be lyrics, harmony, percussion, the way it makes you want to dance.
I feel like I'm a pretty big lyrics person.
Same.
Yeah, that's pretty important to me. Like, I feel like for me, it could be a very basic melody, but if the lyrics are good, I'll listen to that on repeat.
Yeah, 100%. Like, a lyrics that make you chuckle as well. Like, you've listened to the song 100 times that you listen
to
it.
But it still makes me
101st, and you're like, oh my God, that's what it's saying?
Yes.
I love that feeling.
Yeah.
So funny. Okay, vibes, 100% same. And then, a classic. What is one of your favorite hot takes?
Oh my God. My favorite hot takes.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You can take some time to think also. That's a toughie.
Maybe I'll take a little time.
Yeah.
Let me think. I mean, I think that this is my go-to when someone asks me what my hot take is, but I think at this point it's not really that hot a take.
Oh, okay.
And that would be that Shrek 2 is the best Shrek movie.
God, what even happens in Shrek 2? I haven't watched this movie since I was, like, maybe 10.
This is the one with the fairy godmother and Prince Charming.
Oh, yeah. Prince Charming's iconic.
And it's where we get, like, human Shrek and, like, human Fiona, like, kind of forever, potentially. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Donkey
really
turns into a white
watch,
stallion.
I need to watch those movies. Should we do a house marathon? Guys, Olivia's my roommate, fun fact. we should definitely do a house marathon because I feel like Rhea also loves Shrek.
We
our
totally
other roommate.
Should. We could all wear green. Make it a vibe.
Oh my god, let's do it.
Make some swampy snacks.
Yeah, 100%. That'd be so fun. What is a swampy snack? Oh my god, I could do my puppy chow. That feels like a swampy snack.
That's kind of a swampy snack. I feel like olives kind of swampy.
Ew, oh my god.
You don't like olives?
Puppy chow and olives in combination. Guys, puppy chow is a recent thing that I've discovered that is Rice Chex. Peanut butter and chocolate mixed together on top and then powdered sugar. It's so easy, it's amazing, and if you have leftover old chocolate chips that you don't want to use anymore because they're disgusting, they make awesome puppy chow.
Oh, do you know what's a good swampy meal?
Oh my god, tell me.
Pea soup.
That's, my lentil soup kind of looks like a swampy meal because it's got some sausage chunks in it.
It's a little swampy in the best way.
It's a little green from the lentils.
It is a little green.
Oh my god, this is such a fun topic. Swampy snacks.
Swampy snacks.
I should have a swampy snacks segment on my show.
Is there a way to ask for people for their favorite swampy snack?
Literally just say it. I also feel like, you know what else? Like those gummy frogs, that gives me swampy snack vibes.
Oh, they do.
Because they're like a little wiggly, a little jiggly. Or like jello, green jello.
Ooh, or do you know the those little like muddy thing, like little cups that people would make when we were younger? It was like chocolate pudding with like Oreo crumble and like gummy worms.
Yeah, I have to say I tried to like those so many times because it was like the good snack, you know, like the dessert at camp. And yes. I just thought they were kind of mid.
Yeah.
The pudding is what put me off.
See, I have always liked pudding because my mom never let me get pudding, really. So, no Jello tea, pudding cups for
drama.
Me. And so, I was always a pudding child. When the pudding opportunity presented itself,
you were like, give it to me.
I was like, give it to me.
Okay, this is random, but I feel like it's kind of related to childhood. What are your favorite... This is off script, guys. Get ready. What are your favorite, like, old school snacks, like, from when you were little?
From when I was little.
Like, tell me that Smiley Fries aren't overrated. I thought they were so good, and then one time in my adult life, I got them for fun because I was like, Smiley Fries are amazing. And they were not amazing.
Yeah. I feel like Annie's Mac and Cheese has really, like, stood the test of time.
Oh, so true.
That's
a good one.
That's a really good one. I'm trying to think of my other little childhood snacks. Ants on a log, kind of mid. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's like fine. I feel like though, ants on a log, but with choco chips instead is kind of gas.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, right?
Or even like alternating raisin choco chip. I feel like that would make it better.
That would really spice it up.
Wouldn't that spice it up?
I'd like that.
Yeah, but... I mean, I was really only eating the ants on the log for the peanut butter. I'm not really a big raisin person or a big celery person. So
Olivia just needed a vehicle for the peanut butter.
I'm a peanut butter fiend.
It's insanity. I thought I was a peanut butter fiend, but Olivia is next level.
Maybe.
It's true. Honestly, it's a compliment. Peanut butter is amazing.
It is.
You can scoop it up, eat it up.
It is.
Good protein.
I know.
Nice and classy.
I was... thinking about it, like, I don't think that I could ever date anyone with a peanut allergy.
Yeah, you'd have a tough time.
I'd have a really tough time.
Because also you couldn't kiss them.
I know.
If you'd eaten peanut butter, like,
exactly.
That day, right?
Yeah.
Those are the rules.
Those are the rules. Them's the rules.
Them's the rules. I laughed so hard. I feel like I saw a TikTok or something like that. Someone told me about this. That they're like, it's such an embarrassing thing when you have to stop before you make out with someone to
be like, have you had nuts today?
Like, can you imagine?
No dance floor makeouts for you then.
No.
I would just not do that. I would not partake.
So brutal. Like, do you just have to become a relationship person because you're like, I cannot handle asking one more person?
This is so humiliating.
Like, do you just get to a breaking point? You're like,
such.
I'm just gonna start eating peanuts. I've had enough.
Oh, man.
I might, honestly.
You would start eating peanuts?
You know, maybe.
Even if it killed you?
Game, not if it killed me, obviously, but, like, if I could stomach it.
Okay.
If I didn't go into literal anaphylactic shock from a peanut.
This is interesting to think about.
Because, like, you just got to grow out of that. I feel like most people grow out of their peanut allergies.
Some people do. Some people don't.
Not Constance's boyfriend.
Not Constance's boyfriend. Also, Aiden, Nina's boyfriend, led literally a peanut allergy affinity trip for two.
Olivia literally thinks this is the funniest thing ever, that there was a nut trip where you just weren't allowed to eat nuts on the trip because they were all allergic, all the kids.
They put all the kids in the same group. They were like...
Like, that just had to be a weird trip.
Are you trying to say that kids with peanut allergies are weird, Nina?
No, but I just feel like it... I feel like it breeds you differently, honestly. I do feel like it's kind of a formative experience.
Yeah, I could see that.
You can't have PB&Js. Like, what does that do to a kid?
I know. Also, for camping, I feel like that's, like, kind of a big... That's kind of a staple.
No, that's what I'm saying.
What did they have? Like, lunch meat? Jelly sandwiches?
Lunch meat? You know what they could have had, though? No, wait. I was going to say Nutella and fluff. Hazelnut.
Nope. Hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
You thought. For the sound effects.
Oh, my God. Should I get a sound effect button? Remember those ones that people used to get for school that was like, no.
Oh, yes. No.
No. Wow. What an entertaining conversation. We really killed that. See, I'm telling you, my questions are always getting us to great places.
Yes, for sure.
I feel like I look so silly in these. We're wearing headphones right now.
Wearing headphones.
And I have a ponytail, glasses, and my headphones, and just a lot going on in my head right now. I'm feeling...
Vibing.
I'm feeling overwhelmed and overstimulated, but I look cool, right?
Yes, for sure. Let's take a photo.
Olivia's documenting the moment.
I'm documenting the moment. There she is.
Love it. Me, DJ Nina, slaying the day away. Oh my God, PSA.
Oh my God, PSA.
We have a PSA. We have to read everything on the page, I think.
Oh.
Olivia, our star guest, our star reader, is reading the PSA.
Read the PSA. Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before. A devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh my goodness. That was interesting. I did not know where that one was going to go, you know. It just tricked me.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell if it was going to be a health thing.
One moment you were eating Greek yogurt. The next, bam.
Hurricane.
Earthquake. Earthquake.
Hurricane's on my mind. Sorry, Florida. I'm getting sad about it, honestly. I just keep thinking about it.
I talked to my grandmother about it yesterday. She lives in Florida.
She's in Florida?
But she's on the East Coast, not the West Coast, and I think it's hitting the West Coast harder. But yeah, we had a little talk about if the wind is coming in sideways and the rain is coming down straight, why is that happening? We decided that it was probably because the rain was coming down so hard, but like even the wind wasn't blowing it, which is kind of scary.
Whoa.
To be fair.
What if there's multiple gusts?
Maybe there are multiple gusts.
My mom just gave us a lovely text. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Nina's mom.
My parents listen to every episode, guys. So if you want to know what true fanship looks like, that's what it is. She woke up at 6 a.m. last semester, but this semester I got a 10 o'clock slot. So we're moving up in the world.
It's the senior vibe.
Exactly. Senior vibe. Wow. 10:42. We're killing this. We've read the PSA. We've done a little talk. Should we put on some music for you guys?
Let's put on some music.
Spice it up. This song is by Amok, I'm going to say. And it's called Whelmed, which I feel like is kind of funny because it's not overwhelmed, just whelmed.
Whelmed.
Let's see if you feel whelmed by this song. And we'll be back in a bit.
Thank you. confused. Feelings on display now, I'm lost in the view. Reading in the things, cause I know how you do. All I wanted was you. Haunted by the world that I knew. Wrote a song, packed my bags and I moved. Streams went to the dark so I could talk out the truth. Ain't no way to skate away into corny. So me and my lonely had to find a way to let go of you. I fell, talking to you. Ain't been this sad over hills since 2002. Holding on to yesterday like your hands in it. Thinking you were hurting and I had a hand in it. At the risk of all the wrong things, I let my heart sing and told you what we already knew. Broke the mirror, take what you need. Secrets in the hole in the wall. Take what you need. Secrets in the hole in the wall.
Going, baby, but I want to go speeding through the grapevine for you. I'll be going, I'll be going. Must have left my heart where my head is. You said, gone tumbling in and off the deep end. You let me woke up in the wrong day, forgot breakfast. Nothing even means anything.
Once again, I have perfectly timed the playlist. This is the last song. Killed it, Nina. Pat on the back. And we're at 55. So I can say my sign off. Olivia can say her last goodbyes. hopefully to be seen again on another show soon. Thoughts, feelings, and vibes about this show. Has it made your ears smile? Have you enjoyed being here? She needs to cough. And now, she can talk. No, laughing.
My ears have smiled, for sure. This has been a great vibe.
I'm so glad.
I know, I've never been in the studio before.
It's awesome.
It's really cool. I like it a lot. Good vibes. And I like the Smiling Ears playlist. Nina just shared it with me.
Yep. If anyone else wants it,
hit me up.
Drop a line. Call in.
Can people call in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
But no one has on my show, and it's kind of stressful apparently because like you have to make sure they don't say anything bad on the show. So.
Oh.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's been a good one. It's been a good show. We've had a couple of technical errors, but I honestly think I'm getting better every time.
And that's what matters.
It's so exciting.
Plus, it's low stakes.
Yeah, it's so low stakes. Only got my mom listening. But
tough crowd.
Tough crowd, I know. She'll probably hate me after every single show. All those technical mess ups. God, what is she doing with her life? Just kidding. My mom is my biggest supporter. Shout out number two. I shout out mom, I think, every single time I'm on the radio.
Aww.
Gotta keep it consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, this is Nina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Take that, Kate. I read that perfectly.
Woo!
I hope you guys all have an amazing rest of your beautiful sunny day here in Medford. And I will see you next week. Don't miss me too much. Now let's see if I can figure out how to turn on this automation. Alrighty.
Yeah.